And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, for the Prescott Downtown Partnership, MJ Smith.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 and 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. My name is MJ Smith, and I am the director of the Prescott Downtown Partnership. Thank you for joining us today. My guest today is Candy Hull, owner of Close Hand Downtown, and she's also the incoming president for the Prescott Downtown Partnership. Welcome, Candy.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. So, you know, I started this position in April, but you have been with Prescott Downtown Partnership for how long?
About 5 years.
And how did you get involved? What prompted you?
So, my friend Kelly, who used to be with the organization, brought me in, and also Kendall. Kelly came to me and she said, I'm on this really amazing organization board and you should come and join us. And I just sat in for first few meetings and just loved it. Loved knowing what was going on downtown and seeing the camaraderie of all these business owners and businesses get together and just talk about what we can do for the uprise of downtown.
So tell us a little bit about your business for people who may not be familiar with Close Hand.
Okay. Yeah, we just celebrated our 10-year anniversary.
It was Congratulations.
Thank you. Our 10-year anniversary was actually on Acre Night, so it was a very quiet anniversary.
Right. Not what you were planning for your big 10-year.
No, it wasn't. And I'm just still so grateful to be here, and I've always been into clothes, and the clothing business has always been something that intrigued me. And 10 years ago, the spot came up, and I had a business plan ready to go, and it just kind of all happened and came together. And 10 years later, I'm still on the row.
What did you do before?
I did interior design, once 2007, 2008 kind of hit, the market ended for that. So I looked for a different career, and I ended up working at this really great clothing boutique downtown called Llama House that had been there for, 25 plus years. Mm-hmm. And the owner taught me everything about the clothing business and kind of what to do, and just that street so busy. And I thought, gosh, if I do this, I would definitely want to be on the row or downtown, because downtown is just, it's just the heart of our city, and there's so much action, and just the people you get to talk to and meet was so fun. And and I don't know, clothes are just, I've always had a knack for clothes, and just have always been into that. So I felt, okay, I might be the perfect person to bring this business downtown.
Well, and you mentioned that you wanted to be on the road. You wanted to have that traffic and that, and especially being brick and mortar today, when so many people choose to shop, online, that foot traffic is vital to survival.
It is. Yeah. And it's so great because it's just that front, that window is just kind of you just looking in, out into the world every day and just seeing everybody enjoying our plaza and Prescott. I'm from Prescott, so I played downtown when I was little, and now I work downtown as an adult. So it's just the full circle of that is makes me so happy that I'm still able to be in my hometown with the business.
With your business.
Yeah.
And now talk about the business. What kind of clothes do you carry? Tell people about your store.
All different types of clothing. I have every single age, size that comes into that store. So, and price range. I try to have a really great price range for everybody so that everybody has an opportunity to get something in there. You don't need to spend $1 million on clothes. You can have a really great wardrobe and really great quality and have it at a price that you feel comfortable at. Mm-hmm. But I have all price ranges. So I always like try to cater to everybody who walks in.
And what would, how would you describe the style of your store?
I love it.
I've been in there more than once. I have made.
I don't know. It's like I can't really say there's a certain style to it. I've heard so many things like, oh, it's bohemian. Oh, it's Western. I just call it Prescott casual fun.
Yeah, it's very eclectic.
Yeah,
it is. I love the flannels that you do with kind of the vintage bands on them. I love those. Those are great.
Well, and that's another thing I try to do is I try to have like a showcase piece because when you're going to a boutique, you're looking for that great, like, what can I find here that I can't find at the mall or anywhere else until like in a big box store. So I really always try to grab those like showcase pieces that are, you know, saying, I love this. I got this at a really cool boutique. I have some customers come in sometimes and ask me, oh, do you have just a basic white t-shirt? I don't really have the basics.
Right.
it all has a little flair or, you know, something interesting to it, like a twist.
Uh-huh. So you're like, no, you, these are your layering pieces. These are the unique pieces.
I don't have
the
just the plain t-shirts there.
Mm-hmm. And you do carry, accessories, you carry belts, you carry shoes.
Yeah, we do head to toe. So hats, the thing that's really been great with hats right now are the wool, big brimmed, like fedoras or gambler hats with the flat brim. Those have just been great because they look good on everybody.
Everyone, right. Mm-hmm. And all ages, too. You know, anyone can do it. And especially with our weather being, we can have a beautiful warm winter or we can have a brutal cold winter. And so you've got to be able to dress.
Well, and then I'm wearing it today, but these beanies are handmade. They're crocheted by a customer I met a couple years ago who lives in Skull Valley. And then she makes them just for our store and puts the Prescott logo on them.
How neat.
So, yeah. So these have just been great because they're a handmade item. Mm-hmm. And they're
locally sourced, which is awesome.
Locally sourced. And they're just kind of saying Prescott without saying Prescott all over them.
Right. So. Right. It's got that on there.
Yeah.
Now, you and I have talked a couple of times, and I know it's something you're a little uncomfortable with, but I do want to acknowledge you've had a great year.
We've had a really great year. We've just been so fortunate with the customers getting out there and supporting us and getting into the store. I do have an online store, but it's just been something that is not, I'm not really passionate about. So I haven't put a lot of effort and time into it because I have so much more joy talking to people in the store and that face-to-face communication, which has also made it challenging for this year, too, because we can't do that this year. But we've done everything we can following the guidelines to make everybody feel safe and comfortable shopping in the store.
Yeah, and I think that that's been hard for several of the industries, you know, because on the show we've talked a lot about those who are struggling, those industries that have really been hit by the COVID restrictions. But then there's another side to that coin, you know, because people have had a lot of downtime and they're not spending money on travel and they're not spending money on some of these things they normally would. They may be spending it in other areas. You know, maybe they're doing a little more local shopping. Maybe they're doing some home improvement projects, you know. So we do have industries that are doing really well, you know. And I know that it's hard sometimes for you to be like, holy moly, this has turned out to be an incredible year. Because you have friends who are really struggling in 2020.
Yeah, all of that. And but I just keep going back to, I'm very so grateful to be in the position I'm in, being on that street, being downtown. I work, play, live downtown. So it's just like, that's like the heart of where my heart's at too, and my passion. So, I feel very fortunate that people are still coming out and shopping and supporting us. We've had, we've had a lot of Phoenicians because they're, you know, wanting to get out of the valley and stay in state. So we've had a lot of Phoenix visitors, but I have not experienced a lot of out of state visitors, which has been so
different
because we usually get people from all over the world who come in and visit and you talk to them. You're like, where are you from? From Germany or Canada? Mm-hmm. So we haven't had those visitors. But then we're rediscovering a whole new crowd of people coming up from Phoenix who want to see Prescott.
Yeah, the state tourism office redirected a lot of their messaging into get to know your state. You know, now that we're kind of trying to stay within our borders to limit the spread of COVID, go out though and still explore, you know, just do it within your family units. We're not saying you have to only stay home, but you know, avoid being in large groups and large gatherings. Yeah. But that doesn't mean you can't take a trip with your family and go walk the square at your leisure and, you know, browse the stores and do it with, you know, social distancing practices and with your masks on and all of those sort of things. And I know you have tried very hard in your store to encourage face coverings, and you yourself wear them. I see you with them on all the time.
Yeah.
How has that been for you, that conflict of those who are pro and those who are
against?
Yeah,
I mean, it's just all comes down to, we're just trying to protect everybody from the spread of this, and we don't want to be any more of a cause of it. We want to help be a solution. So the best way to keep our doors open and keep business rolling is just wear the mask. It'll just protect you and the others around you. And this hasn't been much of an issue. It's people get it, and they're going into an enclosed store. I don't have a patio or anything,
right.
So it's just they know they're walking into an enclosed space. I always keep my door open, even when it's snowing.
Right.
The door is open. Just turn the heater on.
Right.
But, customers have been really great. Of course, you know, right at the beginning, when everybody was kind of not ready to accept it, it was a little struggle. But she just got past it and just kept letting people know we're doing this for your protection and ours as well.
Yeah, I think we hear more about those who are anti-wearing it than we actually experience, you know? Because even with our events and such, we didn't get a lot of pushback about it. I think people thought, you know, we still want things to happen. We want to keep our businesses open. And if this is what we have to do it, we'll do it. You know, the majority of people are mainly compliant, even without us having a mandate here in Yavapai County or, you know, within Prescott itself. The majority of people just want to make sure that businesses don't have to close again.
Definitely. Yeah, I think that the reality of that hit us when we closed, all the bars closed right before the rodeo. that was hard. But I think it really put a reality switch into everybody. Like, we have to do this to get back on track.
Yeah, we have, you know, we've seen a lot of suffering in our downtown area over the course of 2020. Mm-hmm. But I think we've also seen, too, a lot of support. You know, those businesses that are having good years really stepped up, and they made the donations this year, and they contributed to the Save the Bars campaign, and they turn up for the events that are taking place at the bars and the restaurants that maybe felt it. So I think it's important that we recognize, you know, those businesses too that are doing well, and how much they've stepped up to help those who needed a little more support in 2020.
Absolutely. I've had a great year outside of just all the tragedy of just
of 2020.
Of 2020.
That is 2020.
Yeah. But the best thing we can do is just support each other. And if somebody's looking for something, you could maybe direct them to another store, another business, or a restaurant, or a bar. So we're just really trying to create that camaraderie.
Yeah, that's one thing about downtown is it's kind of like a family. You know,
absolutely.
Even though you may be competitors, and there may be, you are always, this group is very much in support of one another.
Yes.
All right, we are going to take a short break, but you are listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A 1130 and 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Cat struts the entire Verde Valley.
That's Cat Cottonwood Area Transit.
That's right, Bruce. Cat will take you wherever you want to ride in the Verde Valley, all day, every day.
Cat struts through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood. The Verde Lynx is a quick and easy prance to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connection to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
Rudy, you've got Cat class.
And I'm riding in Cat style to Clarkdale. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and ride in Cat style.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rippographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rippographics today.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Recently, I wrote an article talking about how healthy animals and pets are such an important part of healthy communities. In essence, when we care deeply for our animal friends, we are putting aside the difficulties of life in general and focusing on the health and well-being of companion creatures that make our lives better. That's where Olson's comes in. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we focus on what's important to you, peace of mind. We carry the best brands and not only keep them in stock, but we'll carry them out for you or deliver them. We also have a great curbside service and were declared by the readers of Prescott's Daily Courier as the best pet supply. We've been around for 41 years now and truly value our communities of Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. In fact, be sure to come into any one of our stores and help us fill up the Gift of Warmth donation boxes with jackets and other warm stuff. Let's keep our communities healthy. After all, good enough just isn't.
You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, MJ Smith.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. And I am here with Candy Hole, owner of Close Hound and incoming president of the Prescott Downtown Partnership. Welcome back, Candy.
Thank you.
So this year, we just had our elections. You served as vice president for 2 years mm-hmm. and were recently elected president. So congratulations
yes,
on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
So with that new title, what do you have planned for Prescott Downtown Partnership coming into 2021?
Oh, yeah. I mean, coming out of this year, I'm going to have to use all the things I can pull out of it. But I'm so excited about still being part of this organization. When I joined it 5 years ago, I just kept seeing my business improve and me wanting to make my business better and do whatever I can to help other businesses do the same, because it just gave me such a positive outlook towards business, and it was so inspiring. So I'm just going to keep carrying that original thought into this year of what can we do to continue the uprise of downtown. Prescott is such a beautiful city, and every day I just still feel so lucky to be here and live here, to be from here. It's just a beautiful city. So I just want to keep the momentum going that we kind of had to put on pause at the beginning of last year, and just kind of step back into let's full force ahead. Of course, being within the guidelines of everything we need to do, but it's full force ahead 2021.
Well, and you know, we were talking before the break about how the downtown businesses really rally around one another, that they really prop each other up and support. And it's true. You'll go into one, and if they don't have something that you're, they'll direct you, or they may overhear you talking about, where do you want to eat or where do you want to go? And you'll hear some, you know, a staff member in a store referring them to a restaurant down the street or around the corner. Yes. And it really is a unique dynamic in downtown. It's really very refreshing, you know, coming in new to the market. We love it. We love it here. And I think one of the things that draws people to Prescott is that people who live here want to be here. You know, they fully embrace it and love the community and what they're doing in the area. And it's beautiful. You know, I tell people all the time that I joked with my husband when we first came here, I couldn't figure out what was wrong with everyone. Like, what is with the, but it was because they were genuinely nice. Mm-hmm. You know, people here are genuinely happy in their lives. And even
and sunshine
with,
helps.
Sunshine helps. Absolutely. But even with the stress and everything that was 2020, I got to see a really good side of humanity in my position. And that was my businesses stepping up to, you know, prop up the others who were struggling, or, you know, to stand in line to help someone that they had heard about who needed a hand, or, you know, to make a donation. And when we started talking about the courthouse lighting and what to do there and how we were going to handle that this year, I didn't have anyone say, don't turn on the light. You know, we just forget it this year. Just forget it. Everyone that we spoke to said, no, we do whatever we can to make sure that those lights stay on and come on. And, you know, talking about making sure that we as PDP do everything that we can to support our businesses and to grow our businesses. You know, when we talk about events and why we do them and what that's for and bringing that tourism to town, I think it's important that the community, you know that we do that to push that foot traffic into those downtown businesses. The events themselves are not our goal. The events themselves aren't, it's not to make money at the events. It's to push that business, you know, to you and the other business owners downtown. So having business owners sitting on my board who breathe it every day, who look at it every day, who understand the numbers is really valuable, you know, to have someone in your position. And so talk to us a little bit about not having some of those events this year. How did that affect that foot traffic downtown?
Well, yeah, I mean, it definitely affected it a lot, just because you were so used to something. I keep really strict spreadsheets, and I document days. And it was, you know, you were expecting these certain weekends and days to kind of blow up. And, of course, they're not, because we just don't have the tourists coming in and then the events going on. So that was challenging, because I love the events. I think if somebody doesn't maybe see something the first time around, they fall in love with Prescott because they had such a great experience, and they're going to come back. So you might not get them the first round, but just the second round, they're going to come back and explore. Our square is not very big, but it if you want to hit all the stores, it takes more than a weekend. So it's definitely one of those places where oh, next time we're here, we're going to hit that place. Next time we're here, we're going to go to that place. So that's exciting about it, but the events not being there definitely, it was sad.
Yeah, it was a different energy, right, without them downtown. And we were lucky, you know, coming into prior to the holidays, we were able to continue a lot of our events.
Absolutely.
You know, as far as PDP, mm-hmm. we were able to do our 4th of July show. We were able to continue with the concert series.
Yes.
But, you know, when we looked at numbers coming into the holidays, as far as being able to do our live events, we had to look at the burden that put on our first responders, you know, our PD and those who have to man the closures of the roads and those sort of things. And we had to make a responsible community decision. And, you know, all of the business owners who sit on the board and in our membership supported that. Everyone said, you know, we get it. We don't want to come into 2021 in a worse position than we are, you know,
absolutely.
Here in November. Mm-hmm. So we did have to make a call on those. But I'm down there at the plaza probably 5 times a week, you know, checking on the lights and mm-hmm. decorations and stuff. And people are still down there, even without that, the organized events. But like you said, we didn't see those big chunks, those big bumps.
Yeah.
But it's just been a little more consistent and straggling in, you know, spread out over the course of the month instead of on those big days that we would normally expect them, like the lighting and Akronite and those things.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the first one that hit us was losing the bike race, but that was
absolutely
right in the middle of it, just all of this happening in the beginning. But just, I love that event. That is the funnest event, and I have so many friends who ride bikes, and mm-hmm. they love it too. It's just that's probably 4th of July and the Whiskey 50 are definitely my favorite events down there. The people that come in are so great because they fall in love with Prescott too. And just like, see, I've been telling you guys.
I've been telling you, come down.
Yeah. It's just such a great experience, to see these events and new people come into town
And there is such a good energy downtown.
Oh,
you know, I had my nieces and nephews came out to visit over the holidays, and they live in Las Vegas, you know, so I bring them from Vegas down here, and they think it's so cute and quaint and, you know, all of
mm-hmm.
But every time they visit, they love it a little bit more. So now I have a niece who's like, Auntie, can maybe when I finish, can I come go to college here?
Oh, that's,
you know, so
cool.
It's been kind of fun to watch them fall in love with it as much as, you know, we did when we decided to move here. And I think it does. Prescott just kind of grabs you.
It does.
If you come and you give it an opportunity, mm-hmm. it just has such a good energy about it that people are drawn back again and again and again. And sometimes we would prefer that they not be drawn back so often, you know, but it is nice to live in a place where people want to be, where they're drawn to.
Definitely. And
regularly.
Yeah, and even with our colleges that we have, the university, you know, the Embry-Riddle and Prescott College and mm-hmm. and Yavapai, those are such, they're all so different from each other. So the people who come into town to go to those schools, it's like, oh my gosh, you would never think. Like, mm-hmm. I met a person one time from Sweden who was going to Embry-Riddle. It's like, oh my gosh, like, you just don't think about that. But
and not
the
in a community this size. You know, most communities this size are not blessed with educational institutions of that caliber, and not multiple of that caliber. And then when you add in the satellite programs for ASU, NAU, U of A, I mean, you can really launch your education from here without having to leave. And as we're seeing more growth and we're seeing, you know, more industries move into the area, we just get to retain those students instead of them leaving for larger markets. So that benefits all of us.
Yeah.
It
definitely does. And it also creates, you know, them maybe staying here and starting a business.
Right.
Or working here and staying. So, and I love seeing all of these diverse universities, colleges, all in one place.
Yeah, and no matter what your field of study is, you can launch it from here. Like, there's not a lot that you would have to go outside a market to start.
And we're so connected, too, with our phones and our, you know, internet and all of these modern, I mean, you have the world in your fingertips with these phones.
Absolutely.
People, I have friends who their job is, they don't even have an office. Their job is on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can really live anywhere.
And I think that's another thing that 2020 has taught us. you know, is maybe some of our business models weren't necessary, you know, as far as needing to go into an office to complete your work.
Yes.
And I know me as a mom, it's been kind of nice to have that time, you know, home and to be able to work from that space as much as I have in 2020.
Yeah.
I've definitely, you know, we talk a lot about the downsides of the pandemic and quarantining, but I mean, you're a mom, you know, you've probably gotten more quality time this year with kids being homeschooling, and as we won't talk about that headache all on its own, but you know, we've gotten more time this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it definitely, you know, puts things in a perspective of the importance of what where our interests lie.
Mm-hmm.
And, but we're social creatures. That's been the challenge of this is just, oh, I want to see my friends. I want to give you a hug.
Uh-huh.
Like I'm a hugger. So this has been like torture for being a hugger because you can't hug anybody right now.
No.
So that's just part of this experience. And yeah, it's been very tragic on so many fronts and so many ends of it. But I just keep going back to, I just feel so fortunate that we are where we are, and things are going to get so much better.
Right, and we are seeing a light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying it's over. We, you know,
no.
Let down our guard, but you know, vaccines are coming in. People mm-hmm. are taking them. We're starting to treat this better than we did,
yes.
you know, initially. So we're seeing better outcomes, and I think those steps will eventually get us back to, you know, where we can run up to a friend and give them a hug when we see them.
Yes.
Or, you know, like PDP, we canceled our annual party. We didn't want to pull everyone together in one mm-hmm. place like that. And, you know, so me coming in new, there's still a lot of our membership that I've only communicated with, you know, through email or phones. Or so it has been odd in that respect, in coming in and not being able to get everyone together and just celebrate some of the successes and, you know, and especially to celebrate our businesses who've managed to weather this year and do really great things for one
and
another.
And at the same time, there are multiple new businesses that are opening in a pandemic. So that's something just definitely to be applauded and to be so brave in this. You know, because there is a light at the end of this tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but you're right. It does take it takes some strength and some bravery to open your doors right now.
Yeah.
You know, Skylar, he opened County Seat in the midst of this. Granted, that planning started before.
Yeah.
You know, we knew how long this was going to be going on, and still, but beautiful space, an incredible concept. Have you gone in and eaten in there yet?
Multiple times. I've had breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Very nice. So tell us
going on there. Yeah.
Give us your review.
Oh, so good. And just the ambiance is great. And the thing that's so great about it is a lot of people in Prescott don't get to see that second story view of the square.
Oh, it's incredible.
Because so many second stories are just not inhabited.
Right.
Or redone. Or they're
not in use. They're not in play. You
so,
can't go.
So to go and see like that just front square, beautiful shot. It's just, you can sit there for hours and look at it.
And especially right now while all the lights are on and just looks so beautiful down
so
there.
Pretty. And, you know, have a couple cocktails and you'll sit there for a few hours. Definitely enjoy it.
Right. It's even more beautiful. Yeah, we were upstairs at Tiz the other day. Same thing. That that view from the second stories looking
so
out
pretty.
Over the plaza is just, it's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Really beautiful. And not a perspective we get.
It is. Just to get up
often.
Off the street for another view.
Yeah, it's beautiful. But I applaud Skylar for opening the county seat right now while, you know, all of this is going on. And again, the community is coming out and supporting him, and we appreciate that even more. So thank you, everyone. We are going to be taking a short break. You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
Freezing temperatures and wet conditions can damage your RV. Protect your investment and winterize now at Affinity RV. For a limited time, our winterizing package is just $99.95. This package includes draining of your holding tanks, water heater, and fresh water system. We add fuel stabilizer, check and service your batteries, inflate tires, and do a complete roof and seams inspection. We also have special pricing on other service packages and 20% off most parts and accessories. Affinity RV winter service specials are a limited time offer, so call today.
Cat struts the entire Verde Valley.
That's Cat Cottonwood Area Transit.
That's right, Bruce. Cat will take you wherever you want to ride in the Verde Valley, all day, every day.
Cat struts through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood. The Verde Lynx is a quick and easy prance to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connection to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
Rudy, you've got Cat class.
And I'm riding in Cat style to Clarkdale. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and ride in Cat style.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials. Yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
1 in 60 children are born to this world with autism. The big question is, what happens to these children when they become adults? Hello, I'm Stacy Barker with Rusty's Morningstar Ranch. For 35 years, we have continued to provide men and women with a safe, nurturing, whole life environment. Please consider supporting Rusty's Morningstar Ranch and our amazing ranchers. Our need is great. Please donate today at rmr.org. Contributions can be made dollar for dollar through Arizona Tax Credit. Thank you.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. A Banner health official explains its COVID diversion system that's just been put into place. Chief Clinical Officer Marjorie Bessel says, with hospitals bursting at the seams with COVID patients, if an ambulance heads with one such patient to a Banner Health hospital, that patient could be redirected. But if someone walks in, Dr. Bessel says staff will take them in no matter what.
It is not uncommon for hospitals to go on diversion during the winter when volume is higher, but it is unusual for so many to be on diversion at the same time. When multiple hospitals in the same area need to go on diversion at the same time, it is very concerning. For those seeking care, you may need to be transported to a hospital that is further away from your home, and you will experience longer wait times.
Dr. Bessel worries if this COVID spike continues.
We have not yet implemented triage, but this diversion activity is an early indication that triage may soon be necessary if volumes continue to increase like they did this past week.
Partly cloudy this evening, chilling overnight to near 24 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Warming to highs for a cloudy Thursday and sunny Friday around 47, Saturday 50, Sunday 53. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, dipping to near 25 after bedtime, a mostly cloudy high near 52 tomorrow, up to a sunny 55 Friday and Saturday, 60 Sunday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues in a moment on KQ&A.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village. You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, MJ Smith.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town with the Prescott Downtown Partnership. You're listening to 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. I am MJ Smith, and I am here with Candy Hole of Close Hound, also my incoming president for the Prescott Downtown Partnership. We were talking before the break, Candy, just a little bit about, you know, this year and businesses coming together and that sort of thing. But I want to talk a little bit about 2021, because here we are. We are on the New Year's Eve, if you can believe that, that we are, two more days till we're done with 2020, which we couldn't even give the boot, you know? We wanted to give 2020 the boot.
So ironic.
And yeah, we couldn't even do that because this year just keeps giving. But
looking ahead
into 2021, normally Prescott Downtown Partnership, even, you know, in a normal year, we don't see our calendar really start back up until the end of April with the Whiskey Off-Road event. And then we move right into FIPIN, and we have some big shows coming up, which we're very hopeful we'll be able to do this year. But we have a little buffer of time. So we know coming into 2021 that we're going to continue with a lot of the events that we've always done. But as president coming in, what would you like to see in 2021?
Well, we're giving the grass a break right now.
Of course,
that's
yes.
What we're going to call it.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, just the kickoff of possibly, you know, getting into the bike race again at the end of April is so exciting. And then just following from that point on, you know, definitely doing our events that bring in customers and tourists and people from just around the world that
And it is neat to see it from your, because you are a local. And I think sometimes there is a perception that these events are not for locals. You know, we don't do it. I've seen it. I've done it. But I can say, you know, even coming in to 4th of July, 40% of our vendors at the 4th of July show had never been to Prescott before. And because they hadn't, they want to come back because they had an incredible year. But I think sometimes our locals forget that it is an opportunity for them to come down and get to know their downtown.
Absolutely.
Again.
And if they have an out-of-town visitor, bring them downtown, because that's where they want to go and be, and all these exciting things are happening. And you know, in addition to doing our events that we do every year, I would love to pull in even more of those events and different events. And you know, I know a lot of times people are like, oh, the white tent,
the white
again.
Tents.
But it's like, yes, but go explore those tents, because like how you said, there were all these new vendors down here, and it just creates a whole new vibe for downtown. And I feel like there's so many artisans out there that are just, where do I get my stuff? Where should I put it? And so I'm really hoping to seek out different artists and keep doing what we're doing, but just blowing it up. We need to come into 2020 with just the biggest bang, and of course following the guidelines.
Of course, yes, responsibly.
Yeah,
bringing them to town.
But just like I said earlier, it just has to be full force ahead, and we need these businesses to be here this year and succeed and keep going and have have a reason to want to stay and keep fighting the fight.
And, you know, you mentioned that we're given the grass arrest, which mm-hmm. I think is important because, you know, we are very lucky to have the venue that we do for our events. The Yavapai County Courthouse Plaza is a gem. I mean, it truly is a remarkable place, and the history behind it mm-hmm. and that it has been so well maintained for all of these years is a blessing. We are gifted with this incredible yes. thing, and we are responsible for it as mm-hmm. well. And I think it's important to stress how much we take that into consideration when we're planning events. Absolutely. Is are we giving enough time in between for the grass to rest and, you know, mm-hmm. for the trees to rest and the grounds to, because yeah. longevity and sustainability also has to be part of our
Definitely.
Our objectives. So,
Definitely.
You know, this is a good time, and this time would be happening anyway. We would normally be giving the grounds this time, but as also is giving our community time to heal and our hospitals a chance to get ahead of things. And, mm-hmm. you know, even though we had very good, safety record all through the summer and through the fall with our events, it's just nice coming out of the holidays to have that downtime where we are not encouraging anyone to.
Absolutely. I know it's almost like, when you break it down to that, it's kind of perfect timing of like, okay, it's a little slow right now with our events, because mm-hmm. that's what we do. And hopefully we can just get back on track slowly.
Slowly.
Don't
right.
call it your year yet.
Right.
Everybody's saying.
slowly
go into this year. But, you know, this organization has been around since 1999. And the people who formed it in 1999, they were all downtown merchants who came together because that was when they were doing the construction on Whiskey Row.
Mm-hmm.
And their business was slow because of construction. And so they just came together like, what can we do?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so great to, you know, this organization almost 22 years later is still going strong and pulling in these events and just creating that camaraderie of downtown business.
But it's still so strong, even though the members have changed over those years, that camaraderie is. Oh, so coming into this position, I came out here from Laughlin. I was the director of a tourism commission there, and my board of directors were the general managers of the Laughlin casinos, direct competitors. And so coming from that environment in my board meetings to the environment I have now is night and day as far as the way that they support you all support one another is something I've not experienced in my professional mm-hmm. career. So it is remarkably refreshing. Like, yeah. I just cannot say enough how wonderful it is to be part of a group like this that really puts the good of the whole above the individual. And I've seen it
yes.
more than once, you know, mm-hmm. through 2020. So in that respect, 2020 has been you know, kind of eye-opening for mm-hmm. me to be able to see these businesses go, you know, it's not what's best for my business, but it is what's best for the whole. And, yeah, I support it 100%.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I'm having a really good year, so while I may donate X amount of dollars normally, I'm going to donate, you know, three times that this year because I know someone else may not be able to.
Yeah.
And we saw that a lot coming into the courthouse lighting, you know, not being sure how we were going to cover those costs this year with a lot of our businesses being unable to step up in the ways that they normally
yeah,
would.
But yeah, the way that we would go and, mm-hmm. and advocate, you know, let's get the courthouse lit. And so it's hard to go into those businesses right now when you're struggling.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We knew that there were certain businesses that we simply couldn't approach this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't approach them because people own the courthouse lighting so much that they would have given us their last $500 to make sure that the lights went on, you know, because
yeah.
they do.
Mm-hmm.
Here, people, it is the community owns it. PDP owns it, the individual businesses own it, the chamber, mm-hmm. you know, everyone really takes ownership of that and is very proud of it and wants to see it continue and to see it, you know, lit in a way that it deserves. And so, yeah, coming into this year, seeing that camaraderie has been a really
neat
thing.
And you nailed it so right with it's what's good for the whole. You know, all of us are individually have built this, but yeah, it's like the whole of it, it just makes everything work so well when everybody's succeeding.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes everybody it's a happy thing. The career I'm in, when you walk into a store and go shopping, you are happy.
Right.
Everybody's happy. So to be, you know, somebody walk in and it's sad. It's like, that's not happening
that
here.
We have to
be happy. This because shopping is a happy thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm so excited to be in this career and what the future brings as, you know, trends and fashion always changes and moves forward. That's kind of what we're ready to do. And I just have to say, I give you props for the position you're in right now. You have just done such an amazing job stepping into Kendall's position and big shoes to fill.
Oh,
you know,
and
you have done such an amazing job. So I just want to thank you for everything you've done for us, and your commitment to our organization is just so wonderful, and we can't thank you enough for it.
Thank you, but filling Kendall's shoes is, you're right, big shoes to fill. He had such strong roots in the community. You know, he'd mm-hmm. been here a long time, both as a business owner and then as an advocate and as a board member for various charities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very, very involved in the community. Definitely had his thumb on the pulse of this community and understood it and understood the history and the traditions.
Yeah.
And so glad that he decided to continue to sit on the board because he is a great resource.
Oh, the knowledge he has of everything. You just have to turn and ask him one question. He knows it all.
Yeah, the history and, you know, how these things evolved. Because that's one thing for me, being not just new to this position, but new to the market, is, you know, sometimes I'm like, yeah, let's dive right into that. And, you know, there's some history that I don't know. And so he's mm-hmm. been a great resource for me. And I'm very appreciative of his willingness to share that and how accessible he has been. You know, the poor guy is retired.
Yes.
And here I'm going, hey, Kendall, buddy, MJ, how you doing?
That's not going to end. Are you listening, Kendall? That's not going to end.
That's not going to end. So, again, you are listening to Talk of the Town, KQ&A, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We will be right back after this short break.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Whether you know it or not, we've had a healthy relationship for as long as we can remember. But now, we're changing. For you. We're Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and we've been part of this community for decades. Now, we're entering into a new affiliation with Dignity Health. It's a relationship that will allow us to expand clinical services, improve access to care, and impact community health. Of course, every positive change requires inspiration. In this case, you're it. The people we serve. It's inspiration that makes a good thing even better. We'll not only deliver more care to our communities, we'll deliver dedication, depth, and dignity. If you'd like to learn how much this affiliation means to you, visit us at dignityhealthyrmc.org. After all, what would you say to a relationship that delivers a little more humanity? We think you'd say, hello, human kindness.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-244-7640. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-244-7640 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-244-7640 to see if you qualify. That's 800-244-7640.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. At Batteries Plus, we do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Get powered at your locally owned store, schedule a convenient curbside pickup, or shop thousands of batteries and bulbs at batteriesplus.com.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials. Yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, MJ Smith.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town. I'm MJ Smith here with Candy Hull today, owner of Close Hound and president of the Prescott Downtown Partnership. Candy, thank you so much for sitting in with me today on New Year's Eve Eve. I know that you are on break with your kids and you've got your store and you've got a lot of other things going on. So I really appreciate taking time to come in and talk with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I just loved coming in and chatting about downtown and Prescott and what 2021 holds.
All right, and I'm going to refer people to you. If you have an interest in downtown, if your interest, you have a business with an interest in downtown, you do not have to be located downtown, but you are eligible for membership in the Prescott Downtown Partnership. Candy's store is right on Whiskey Row. Candy, give us your address.
It's 122 South Montezuma. We're located right next to the palace, and I have PDP applications for you when you come in. I can just fill them out right there.
She can give you, you know, some background on how it's benefited her as a business owner, what you can expect, and all of that sort of thing. So stop in, see Candy, talk about Prescott Downtown Partnership. If you are interested in being a business owner downtown, Candy is a great resource for you because she was once a person just interested in owning a business downtown and has a very successful store. 10 years, again, congratulations. She has made it to that major milestone even during a pandemic.
Yes.
So that tells you something. But she, again, completely open to people coming in and picking her brain. And with,
absolutely. And we'll get you in a shirt.
Yeah, we'll get you in a shirt. Come on down, visit Candy. We can talk about, you know, 2021 and what that's going to mean. We would just like to wish everyone listening a very happy new year and congratulations on weathering 2020 and all that it has thrown at you. Whether just as a community member or a business, we recognize your struggles this year. Hope that you are taking steps to remain healthy through this new year and that you are taking time to embrace, you know, the positives of all of this. I know I have had to slow down myself and take time to look at it, you know, what we have been blessed with this year instead of just going, are you kidding me with this year? You know, cause there have been those things that have really, really been blessings for me. You know, taking this position with PDP was amazing. I am loving the position. Like I said, I've had some more time with my daughter than I may, you know, not have had. And she's little. So we appreciate this. And again, thank you everyone for listening today. Candy Hull with Close Hound in here with me. And again, thank you so much for listening to KQ&A. We will see you again.
Happy New Year.
You've
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.